I want to ride a golf cart. I want to ride the golf cart. Hey, it's Randy Miller. Welcome back to Randy Miller's Kansas City. So you get golf carts out at Woodland Trails.
We do.
Yes!
Catch us on a nice day, and we'll take you out around the trails. Change your thoughts about the neighborhood completely.
I mean, is there a better way to see a community than a golf cart?
With the size of that property, yeah. It's the best way to see it.
Yeah, we're talking about Woodland Trails. Check it out at woodland-trails.com. And you can see the drone footage, the aerial footage there. But boy, you get in that golf cart, then you can really tell about the area and the property and just how cool it is out there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we'll take them out by the larger pond.
Yeah.
They love the views out there.
I mean, you think about... Oh, and by the way, Michelle Reif is here with us as well. And we took a little trip out to James A. Reed mm-hmm. Park, which is right across the street
right.
from Woodland Trails.
Were you riding your horses?
No, we actually riding our bikes.
Oh.
And, fantastic. 12 lakes or something like that, and they're 30, 40-acre lakes.
There are lots of lakes and ponds at James A. Reed.
That's right across the street from
right.
Woodland Trails.
Right. So you kind of give you have a continuation wow. of the same kind of topography.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice because, you know, we're bordered by one of the largest, you know, nature reserves in the county.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, how big is the property itself out at Woodland Trails?
It's a little over 500 acres.
500 acres.
So that is really difficult yeah. to get your head around.
Yeah.
And when people drive in, it's hard for them to even realize how large that footprint is.
Right.
You know, so even the entryway is this massive entryway.
It really is. It's beautiful.
These huge timber structures.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really have to do everything on a very large scale to make that visual impact.
If you can't find a home site in 500 acres,
right.
you know, you might want
right.
to just live
yeah.
in a trailer somewhere.
Well, you know, it's if you look throughout the entire metropolitan area, you don't find a community, a large planned, large-scale community of that magnitude anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And the advantage of that is the fact that it's going to remain new for a long, long time.
Right.
With every new phase that goes in, that community is renewed and the brand is sustained. You know, so that adds a lot of value for the people who are already there, you know, because the developer is invested in the community for many, many years. He's going to continue to keep things looking nice and continue to renew those amenities and add new amenities.
And, you said you got people there from everywhere.
We've got them from
right?
everywhere.
Yeah.
We've when we first opened, Leanne talked a little bit about the fact that some of our very first, clients that came into the neighborhood and built a new home were empty nesters. And a lot of them just really enjoyed that outdoor feel that Woodland Trails has and the walking paths. You know, there are, I don't know, close to 4 miles of paved walking trails that were originally cart paths for a development for a golf course that was
right.
there. We restored all those golf cart paths. And so they weave all through that acreage. And then they enjoyed that, but they still were in the Lee Summit schools, so their investment is protected.
Right. So their grandkids may be going to the Lee Summit school
lot
district.
Of them, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
A lot of them were moving there because they enjoy this almost a recreational feel, but they're still very close to their grandchildren.
So maybe some of these empty nesters said, okay, now we're going to downsize. They
right.
go get the Woodland Trails, and they go, well, maybe we won't mm-hmm. downsize. We'll just come out here and
right.
build what we want.
Right. Well, so we had the amenities and the feel, but we also had some great, you know, home sites with a lot of green space. And
yeah.
we have some fantastic ranch plans and reverse ranch plans, which are very popular.
And very rare.
They were rare. They're emerging as a new, you know, they're coming back.
Yeah,
actually,
right.
The new version of a ranch plan is coming back, which is a much more open feel about it.
And that's why the parade mm-hmm. of homes is so good, too. I mean, if you haven't seen some of these new plans and, mm-hmm. and new home designs, what a great way mm-hmm. to take advantage of that and just kind
right.
of see what's out there.
What's surprising, too, has kind of surprised us is as the community we're into, we're opening our third phase now. Now we have lots and lots of young families. As a matter of fact, the elementary school in the Lee Summit District is one of the newer elementary schools, and they're kind of planning on us filling that school.
Right.
So
yeah, they were glad to see Woodland Trails.
We're accounting for most of their growth. So That's really cool. But, you know, the ranch plans have become popular with young families now, too.
Really?
Which has been kind of a surprise. Yeah. You know, they typically, a younger family will go to a two-story because they want to be on the same floor with the younger children.
Right.
And then as their children get older, oftentimes they want a story and a half because we want to create more and more distance the closer they get.
That's right.
the closer they get to puberty.
Yeah.
But, but, right, right.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got a different need, right? Everybody's
we really do. And our needs change, you know, as our life changes through the years, you know. So your home kind of reflects where you are in your life.
And that's what's great about Woodland Trails, too, is because you've got a little bit of everything out there. Mm-hmm. But then you got to fill it up. And we got interior designer Jana Laswell here. Jana, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
So now your job has got to be a little tough sometimes. I mean, how many times do you walk into a place that's already decorated and you say, you know, a good fire could fix this?
I mean, that has happened, without a doubt.
Yeah, right.
But that's an open slate then for me. If something needs to be completely redone, I bring on that challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you just have the eye for that? Because some people just have it and some don't, right?
You know, I see it. I see it in my mind.
Yeah.
People can't always visualize, but I can see things complete. So, and always have been able to.
I got a question.
Before I knew I was going to do this for a living.
About a man cave. Okay, so if you're decorating a man cave,
sure.
Is it do you get the small or the larger dogs playing poker? I mean, is that because I think you'd need the big on the, you know, with the velvet. you probably get into situations sometimes where you're working with the wife and you got everything, and then the guy comes in and goes, well, what about
where's
me?
Where's my space?
Where's my space?
And
yeah.
We say, oh, you've got the garage.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
No.
Nice.
No, most of the couples that I work with, when it's a family or a couple situation, it's rare that the man has not involved in some way.
Right.
Now, some of his selections may be vetoed, but
sure.
It's important that the man is comfortable in his own home, too.
Right.
So
he does get to live there eventually.
He does.
All right, I see. What's the what are people looking at now? What do they like in interior design?
You know, it's funny because two of the most popular paint companies, at least in the Midwest right now, their colors of the year were both white.
Hmm.
I can't say that I use white as a strict backdrop for everyone's home, but it's definitely gone to a more subtle, we don't do the burgundies, greens, navies, you know, deep colors anymore. It's a little lighter, a little brighter, can still be warm depending what you put with it, but
remember all the
more
popcorn
neutrals.
Stuff, all the little, you know, ceiling and then,
Right. Texture is still important, not necessarily in the ceiling.
Right.
But neutral backdrops with a lot of texture bring pops of color in based on your style in accessories and things like that. But
and how much is like the family background and what they're into, you know?
It's very important, I think, to find out everything about how a family lives, what their lifestyle is, before I show them one thing. You have to qualify, just like the people who build, you know, determine which builder is best for them. I try to figure out the lifestyle of the family and how they're going to use their home before I show them anything. So,
all right. Well, listen, I got so many questions about interior design, and we're going to get Jim Reif in here next because Jim has got this concept that, it's going to blow your mind. I mean, I don't even understand it. It's edgeless. It's endless. I don't know what it is. We're going to find out about that and some other interior design questions. Woodland-trails.com. That's the best way to find out about this fantastic development south of Lee's Summit. We'll be right back here on Randy Miller's Kansas City at 103.7 FM and 710 AM KCMO.